What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 20 of Late with Nate. As always, I want to say thank you to all the new listeners. And for episode 20, here is a very special episode. We are going to talk about the first Black President of the United States of America. Mr. Barack Obama. Now, this is a very special topic to me because over the course of 10 to 14 years of his term and the end of his term, I really have changed as a person. For one, when he got inaugurated in office, I was 14 years old, and it was 2008. That was 14 years ago. So put 14 plus 14, and you know how old I am. But that leads back to what I said by being a completely different person. Like, man. I did not vote for him on either terms, and I really beat myself up about it. Like, 18 was his second term. When I turned 18, he was on his second term, and I should have voted for him. Even though he got in the second time, I should have voted for him. You know what I mean? Like, I should have used this, my voters' right. But honestly, the way that they portray the government on the internet, and the way laws are set up, the way the government is, the way the justice system is, it really just, it discourages me from feeling like my vote even matters. You know, like, we die for freedom to be able to live freely among the white supremacy. But all that, oh, I died so you could vote type stuff. We didn't really die so that we could vote. Because the government is just as messed up as it was back in the day. You know, we in the middle of a pandemic, a virus war. And then we're in the middle of an actual war with Russia and Ukraine and possibly the U.S. that will lead to other casualties over the country, over the universe, you know, over the planet. I'm all over the place. but it's like, it's so much stuff going on right now. So I really can't say that us being able to vote and them dying for that really did anything. Now, them dying so that we could go to the grocery store and feed our children and, you know, do everyday life stuff that we do, that I feel like is what people die for. But as far as the government goes, it's still just as messed up. We don't even know if we want to be a democracy anymore. And that was back in the 1700s when the slavery was going on and trying to be demolished. So here we are 400 years later. And people like, I don't even know if I want to do the democracy. And if we're not a democracy country, then it don't even matter what was wrote back then. You know, that was in the Congress or the Constitution or whatever. But shoot. Now I'm really looking at the history books like, this shit really didn't matter because they really about to rewrite history and change our whole government up to a communist or whatever they trying to do. And it go back to being like, shit, we just be learning stuff in these history books and these school books just to pass the test. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's true. We just know what the majority know. And if the majority say this, then that's what we believe. You know? And it's a horrible, horrible sheep game, in my opinion. But you know, I didn't vote for him, and I beat myself up about it. But then, soon as Obama had his second term, and he was popping, everything was lit. They tried to shut him down towards the end of his second term with that Ebola outbreak, talking about, oh, it came from Africa, and niggas is nasty and all this shit. They really tried to make it look bad towards the end, but we know Obama for who he was, and he fought for the people as best as he could. You know, it was already bad enough being a black man in the White House, and then Congress is Republican, and you're a Democratic Party as a president, so you're constantly having to debate, like nobody agrees on anything. That's hard. But what a proud moment to be that hero, to fight the good fight, you know, for us, because we gotta make a name for ourselves over here. We only make up 12% of the entire nation. And yet, you know who black people are over here. Black people are very known in the U.S. We're very popular. And we only make up 12% of the population overall in the entire country. Not 20, not 15, 12. And every time you turn on social media, every time you listen to a music video, you know, you hear us, we there. We in the beat, we in the background, we in the chorus, we in that movie, we in that TV show. So we here. But we just need to do better in representing our future and what we want to see. And I know it's all easier said than done, because everybody really fighting their own fight. And which leads back to the bigger picture of just work on yourself. Stop trying to do this whole follow the leader thing, because if you don't want to be a sheep and you become a leader and then you want people to follow you like a sheep, you actually are adding to the problem. You know, everybody just need to get their own individual shit together, and then they'll be better overall. But I was very, very, very happy to see that moment in history. When Obama got elected, I remember sitting there on the TV and, you know, he had won, and you know, you saw his picture in the screen, and it was, you know, it was big, and it was like you knew he won, like it's not a joke. And you saw the stats. You saw people mad outside. It was a very controversial time, but it was a good time for minorities. I think whether you were black or not, you kind of rooted for that in a sense, because it was just nice to see the diverse that is what is the U.S. in the first place? Like, regardless of what white supremacy may want to portray on the country in a whole, it is the land of the mutts. Okay, we ain't the land of the free, but we the land of the mutts. It's everybody in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Asians, Latins, blacks, whites. You got Russians and Ukrainians over here. Got a lot of Ukrainians. We are a mixture of everybody. Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, it's mostly European, white European dominant, which leads back to the white supremacy nation. But it also has a mixture of pretty much every other nation. Like, it really do. You want to find an African here? Like, somebody that's real, real dark and the language and really been there? They live here. You want to find somebody from Australia? Or you want to find somebody from Hong Kong? Or you want to find somebody from France? Like, they're here. So for there to be so much I understand. It's like when you try to mix a bunch of ingredients together, sometimes it's gonna throw off the taste. And I think it's just like, white people already don't like putting seasoning in their food, so why would they want seasoning in their country? I mean, you do too much spice, and then it's, I mean, please, what's gonna be left? You know, just the hard facts of how this country was made and how we really were, you know, tortured and, you know, the whole nine yards. We don't need to get into it because that's not what this is about, but it just leads back to the bigger picture. Like, there's so much diversity here, and yet we still trying to control shit like animals. Which leads back to the thing of, like, we still got a lot to go. Like, we got a lot to go. But nevertheless, even though we make up 12% of the population, we still manage to make American white history and ultimately world history in a whole because of it. So that was a really deep time in history. Like, that was a living time in history. Like, we were living it. Not, oh, I read it in the book. Like, we were living it. So I was such a different person when I was 14, like, just mentally. Now I look at my life and it's different, honey. Woo! It's different. But during that time, seeing a black president like Michelle Obama and her kids, like, it was just It was really cute. It was really cute to see them in outfits and with respect. Like, you had to put some respect on their name, bitch, even if you didn't like them. That's the president of the United States of America. Put some respect on their fucking name. And I liked it that. Because for once, you know, you didn't have to walk. You can walk with your head up. You ain't have to walk with your head down. And it was just a beautiful sense of representation. I'm grateful to have lived in this time period to experience that in real time. I'm humbled to grasp the aspect of what was happening. I wish I was a little bit older so I would have voted. But he won anyway, and I knew he was going to get the second term, because it's like, we not just going to get this man one term. This is history. We going to do it twice. You know what I'm saying? We going to do it twice. And, you know, Michelle Obama is really empowering, and she just really speaks for the people in a sense. Like, she wants us to think better, do better. She supports women and, you know, like, wants people to be healthier. And, like, what I like about Obama is that, like, he's still active in the community. Like, even though he is now a former president, but in our hearts, he will always be our one and only president, unless there's another black president that comes along, and then he'll still be number one. You know what I'm saying? He always gonna be the OG number one up in this bitch. But I really feel like, I was saying he still stays active in the community, because he does. Like, you don't hear about, you know, George Bush and his life anymore. You don't hear about John McCain. You don't hear, I mean, we always gonna hear about Trump and his bullshit, because that's just Trump. But you don't hear about the other presidents. Like, we don't hear about Bill Clinton and Hillary anymore. I mean, after that scandal, please. But then you don't really hear about them no more. And you only heard about Hillary's scandals when she was trying to win presidency. You know what I'm saying? So you didn't hear, you know, like, you're not hearing about, oh, this over and over. Otherwise, they wouldn't even made it to run for presidency in the first place. But ultimately, he stays in the community. He reaches out to the people. He still stays. Like, he lets people know he's still living. He still sees us. You know? He's still supporting us, even if it's from a distance. And I just really respect that. Like, I really respect him still looking out for us. You know, because most, just think about it, like most people, senators, Congress, presidents, they retire and they like, fuck these people. You see them going on vacation in the middle of a war or some big, you know, fluctuation in taxes or big deficit, you know, where people struggling and they taking pictures in the Bahamas. Like, he not doing stuff like that. Like, he really out here still supporting people and being a part of politics and trying to make a difference and use his influence to be connected to the people as much as possible. And I really appreciate that, you know, because I feel like he really wanted to be a president. He really wanted to make a difference. It wasn't just to make some money, you know. Because, I mean, let's face the facts. You know they got paid. But it's like, it's more to the game than just the money. You know what I mean? I really I really hope that we get, one, we get over this pandemic, and two, I really hope that this continues, like we have more Black president. Like, but when you have the minority speak for the majority, it becomes conflict. That's why they represent a white man as the leader for the U.S. 99.99999% of the time. Because the majority of the U.S. is white European. I mean, I don't mean to be frank, but, you know, this late with Nate. Shit, even when you look at... even when you look at movies, it's... most movies are mostly white dominant. When it comes to movies in the U.S. Pornos. Scroll down a website and tell me you don't see mostly white people. Unless you type in a specific ethnicity. Like Black or Black or Latino or Asian. You know, something like that. And then they give you a list. But if you go freehand on a website, adult website, it is going to give you a list of primarily white European people, whether it be men or women, because this country is white dominant, which leads back to the white supremacy nation, because it was like to take over a country that already had people. And then dominated to the point where it actually worked. And then you managed to enslave people basically all over the world. And then you make a mutt of people when we rebel and want our freedom. But you're still mostly white. Like this whole thing with Ukraine. Like, that is of white descent. Russia is of white descent. It's not quite European, but it is still of white descent. So that's why they'll be welcome here. They'll be able to come here and start businesses and they'll be fine. But let's say we already saw for the Latins I mean, I'm Cuban myself. So let's say, you know, I start speaking Spanish, or, you know, went to Mexico and dismissed my censorship here. They'd be like, oh, go on the other side of the wall. You on that side of the wall now. You know what I mean? That's how they would be with me. So it's like they made it very clear, like, oh, we're so poor, we can't help these minorities. But you can help the majority. You know, like, they brung in 100,000. And that's great. But I thought we was in the middle of a pandemic. And I thought gas prices and stuff was expensive because, you know, ever since this pandemic hit, it's just been so hard to take care of everybody. People out here struggling, getting sick, dying. What's happening? I thought we didn't have no money. But we got money to bring 100,000 people into the U.S. So we clearly got the funds and the space to take care of our own that's already here. Which leads back to what I said of white supremacy nation. You already got minorities here that need assistance, that need help. And yet you won't help them because they're not of white descent. So it was very nice to see Barack Obama as president in this chaotic country, because it gave a sense of representation and you saw the world a little bit more realistic. So I am very grateful for that time, and ultimately I really hope that we we just get over this bull. Like, this bull that is what it is. Like, this everyday living in a world that's already corrupted, and you feel like you can't do nothing about it, and you just live to die in the world that's reflecting bullshit at you, you know? It's like, ugh. I am really at a time of my life where, you know, I really wish I would have appreciated stuff when I was younger. But it's like I was always worried about the wrong stuff. And now I look at my life and I'm like, oh my God, I really could have, should have been better about thinking this. But I'm like, you know what, it's better later than never, because now I can be safe than sorry instead of being dumb and really getting fucked up in some shit. And I know that was kind of random. It's just like thinking back when I was 14 and now that I'm about to be 28, it's like, woo. Not only is literally have I lived twice my life since that time, but it's just like, man, the stuff we learn there in life is crazy. I remember being 14 and child. I just want to give myself a big old hug. I really do. tell myself it's gonna be okay. You're gonna get through it. You will make it through the hard times that you think that you won't go through. Because that's how it always be. You always think you're stuck when you're stuck and you're gonna be stuck forever. And then you forget that you move forward, you get stuck. You move forward, you get stuck. You move forward, you get stuck. And then you look back and you be like, oh, you remember that? You remember when we was fussing about that and we said we was gonna be stuck there, but we not? And that's how life is for me. You know, I'm moving little inches at a time. It's a long journey, though. Yeah, okay, that wasn't that funny, but... But yeah, I think life is just like that. Like, you know, you always beating yourself up in the moment about a situation. And you feel stuck. And then it's like... You don't realize that you go through trials and tribulations all the time, like, but you did pass them, you know, because you're not dealing, I'm not dealing with the same stuff I was dealing with at 14 that I am now at 28. And I'm damn sure not going to be going through shit that I'm going through now at 42, you know, so. Ooh, this is a crazy time. Crazy. I'm just looking at all that time, like, and then God forbid we pop on 28 to 28 and with a 56, almost 60. I can't imagine. But I'll be grateful when I get there. Which ultimately leads back to the worriness that I was having about voting. Does it matter or doesn't it? And that's honestly what I battle with when it comes to the government. I mean, I really wasn't going to get into it. But... it's like, I want to make an impact. I do. I want to make, but is it being calculated properly? Or are the ballots being switched around, tallied up? Like, what is happening? Because I know a lot of people didn't want Trump in office, but he still got endorsed. He still became our president. And I heard, and there are reports out, that he was endorsed by the KKK. I mean, that's the backbone of the evil of this country. These cult leaders, the churches, the medical field. I mean, it's really all a trap, really. You get sick, and the medical field and the pharmacies keep you sick with the pills. The government don't help you, so you take the bare minimum of what they give you, and it's all cheap, half old, almost molded stuff, and you live off the bare minimum, so therefore you only get the bare minimum, which is why most people be living paycheck to paycheck and struggling all the time and mad every day and like, I'm trying to figure out how to break out of the matrix, and I understand that the only way out is in, so I'm trying to do this thing right, you know, because who want to be stuck in this crazy chaos, like, their whole life? Who want to be stuck like this in their next life? I don't. I'll pass. Somebody, please do better next time. Like, this ain't it. That's why it kind of leads me to the thing of, like, the world will forever need to be improved on. Like, it's never going to come a time where you're not going to improve on the earth physically and mentally. Because I really do feel like we all connected. Like, it's a bigger picture to this whole thing. Like, I've been saying that since day one. We focused on what we look like and how much money we got and all this little material power bullshit. And really, it leads down to good and evil. Who do you choose to be? You are the master manifester of those two things. And which one are you going to choose to be? And it's a lot of evil motherfuckers on this planet. And it's a lot of good people here too. But they're becoming weary. And some of them change into evil people. So it's crazy, you know. I don't know what to believe when it comes to the government. And I think that's part of the confusion. Like, they want people to be unsure. Because if you're unsure, you don't act. So you're actually helping the problem as well. It's the not knowing. It's the ignorance. You know, like, knowledge is power. The more you know, the better you are. And it really does apply. But when it comes to government, ooh, child, that is just something I'm not really ready to dip and dab in. I'm still trying to, you know, love all parts of me and be my best self version, you know. But after I figure out all of me, I'm gonna get to figuring out the outside part, because it's some bullshit out here, honey, and I don't got time for it. I really hope that one day we'll be able to look at this time in history and look on it and say, wow, you remember when that used to be like that? Or that used to be like that? Like, I really hope one day we get to look at life like that. Like, we don't have to live in this. But maybe that's the eternal struggle of life itself. In order for life to exist, there must be conflict. That's the only way it stays interesting. I don't know. The way my mind thinks, child. But I know it's something more bigger to this thing called life than worrying about if I'm light skinned or not. Like, child, please. I remember when I was 14 and I was actually being homeschooled during that time. I was just starting homeschool. And
I remember we didn't even do, I didn't even do any school work that day. Because it was like, Obama was president, like, you don't gotta do no work. But, man, different times, different times. Everybody better protect them at all costs. All I know is they better live for the next 100 years. Okay? And everybody just gonna deal with it. Protect them at all costs. I remember when Obama first got inaugurated into office, and we watched it on the television, and we was like, wow, we really up in this bitch. Like, we really up in the White House. Our black ass is really up in the White House. And I'm not gonna lie, it was a definite flex the first term. Because it was no way that didn't nobody feel a certain type of way. Like, even if you wasn't black, you still was rooting for the fact that it was a nigga in the White House. Like, it's called the White House and you're not white. It ain't no way in hell people not gonna root for you, thus minorities, because they understand the struggle. But at the same time, you go where majority is you, and then there's still countries, because most third world countries are communists. Like, they all under some ruthless leader, and you know, and you got the majority, and yeah, okay, we all look like you, but we enslaved by the government in a way. Not to say that we aren't. We more enslaved mentally, not physically. It's more of a mental thing in America. Like, in other places, like, they will physically put their hands on you, fight you, beat you, cut you. But over here, it's like they try to portray, oh yeah, we don't hurt you, but we got all this police brutality. The government is here for you, but all these people on welfare and all these people struggling and all these people on trying to get a house and on Section 8. It really just, yeah, it's a mental thing for sure. I mean, they definitely fuck with us physically, but compared to what we went through during slavery time, I see this as like a breeze. I mean, we literally used to get lynched on trees. I remember going to this museum, and there was this part of the museum that said, do not read. It was in big, big red letters. It was almost really scary. And on the book, it says graphic content. So I go and I look at it, and there's literally a group of white men and standing around a tree, looking up at a big branch, and attached to that big branch is an African male hung on that branch, dead. And that was a picture, not a painting, a picture. So somebody back in the day not only did things like that, but also documented it, like took pictures of it. So to go from that to police brutality and other virtuous forms of violence, it really makes it look like a breeze. And that's why I say compared, only compared. Is it good? No. Is it okay? No. Is it acceptable? No. Has it improved in the past 400 years? Yes. A lot? Yes. Enough? No. There's still so much that we need to learn from one another and really just grow the grasp of we got other shit to worry about than what we've been worrying about for almost 5 millenniums. Like, what? We've been worrying about this shit for 5 millenniums? Really, bitch? We that hung up on this shit that it took 5 millenniums just for us to be like, maybe this type of behavior isn't right. Really? I don't understand it, because every person understands the concept of death. Don't nobody want to ultimately die, especially not by the hands of somebody else. So why would you play with somebody else's life as if you wouldn't be afraid if somebody was doing that to you? That is what I don't understand when it comes to racism. Because you'd be willing to kill somebody else but protect your own. So you know what you're doing and you mean to do what you do. Which leads back to what I said about people choosing to be evil. Like, people can choose to be an evil person and it's up to them. Like, they manifest that energy. That's who they become. I'm trying to manifest my best self, but as I've learned, it's really hard to do that, because you have to break your old habits of thinking and doing things. But when you shift your aura, when you shift your habits, when you shift your behavior, things change for you. It's like turning the lock. Sometimes you got to turn it to the left and the right just to get the right pin. But once you get the right pin, you'll be able to unlock it. And that's how sometimes your energy is. Like, you got to move it around. You got to cleanse it. You got to meditate. You got to pray. And I'm not praying to some white man in a robe. I'm praying for whatever created all it is, whatever created you and me, to protect us and keep us safe. I manifest that I'm on the good side. I manifest for positivity and protection. And real talk, it's not easy doing that every day, but it's worth it. And I'd rather be a part of the solution than the problem. I say all that to say that I really feel like Obama was trying to be on the side of the people. Like, he got a lot of slack from the people when the Congress, being Republican, didn't agree with all of his Democratic views. And, you know, people would say, oh, he didn't care about the public. He was just saying what he needed to say to get a second term. You be president. You be president. The same motherfuckers that was talking shit about what he wasn't doing, wasn't doing shit in their own fucking life. Cause you go up there and be president. You run the country. You sign deals and read over contracts. You make speeches. You put your life on the line every time you go to the grocery store. Oh, I might get killed because I'm a minority president. And I bet you those same people that was talking shit about what he wasn't doing wasn't going to be doing what he was already doing. So I really felt like he was for us, and he did his best. I mean, you can't tell me that man didn't care. When he started his first presidency, he had a head full of black hair. And by the end of his second term, he was a gray-haired man. He had nothing but gray hairs. So he put in the work. He dealt with the stress. I just think people that be talking shit ain't even doing half of what he doing. So how you gonna speak on what somebody not doing? And I am proud to have lived during this period, to have known Barack Obama and to have seen his two presidencies. Like, that's the type of reinforcement that we need. We need to see more minorities pushed together to do stuff. Like, and we're trying. Like, we come together in the entertainment industry, in the porn industry. I know that's the entertainment industry, but I'm just gonna say that to say what I say. You know, you could put two and two together. But, you know, we try to look out for each other. But in a whole, honey, we be all over the place. Give props to the first black president. He managed to do two terms in a white supremacy nation during a very controversial time. I mean, let's face it, when he was starting his presidency, we were just getting over 9/11. You know what I'm saying? We were just getting over that in all of his capacity. So, to have a man in this day and age barbecue on the front lawn of the White House and share food with the public, we gotta stop judging each other and being so bitter and ridiculing everybody, because time is limited. Time is infinite in the universe, but it is limited for our little lifespans as far as these bodies. Our spirits will live on forever. But these bodies, honey, national disasters, freak accidents, that shit randomly happen. Love yourself. Appreciate yourself. Don't knock another motherfucker's hustle if you ain't doing shit. That man is and forever will be the president of the United States. Put some respect on his fucking name. Because you bitches could never. You bitches have never. And now look where we at. Trying to get over the bullshit with Trump. Dealing with Biden. And you feel how you want to feel with him. I'm really just neutral at this point. I was only really supporting him because of Obama. Now that we're speaking on it, I was only really supporting Biden because Biden was the vice president of Obama. So it was like, okay, you're the, you know, he your endorsement. So I'll support it. But it's always been about Obama. He wouldn't have had all these all these voters if it wasn't for him being of Obama residency. And see, they know what the fuck they be doing in the government. You put us through the 9/11 and Republicans with George Bush. Then you like, oh, that was a national disaster, let's not do that. Then you give us, let's put a nigger in the office. Then let's give him 2 terms. Oh, that's enough of that. Let's bring back the most racist person of today's age, Donald Trump. Let's do that. Let's fuck it up. And he Republican. And now you want to put a Democrat back in office. So you going Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. Y'all ain't slick. After next year, if he don't win next year, we getting a Republican for sure. They not about to have the two sets of Democrats. Only one Democrat per 2 terms. Or vice versa. But I know damn well that they be, you know, doing that shit on purpose. And then they build it so that whatever wins the main party, then the Congress is just the opposite of it. So if it's a Democratic party, then the Congress is Republican. So they always conflict and they always beef and it's always a problem. It's like, y'all know what the fuck y'all be doing. So put some fucking respect on that man's name, because for the average public, we can do half of what the good people in the government do, just so that we can sit here and bitch and moan and complain. You know what I mean? And with all that being said, we are coming up on the hour. Thank you all for joining me for this wonderful episode of Late with Nate.
I love you all. Peace, love, light, good night.